hit you on it.
How you doing? Welcome to this week's episode of Why Is This Happening? Today we're going to talk a little bit about self-care and the importance of self-care and different things we can try to do to give ourselves that care that we need, even if we don't believe that we need it. I have a special guest with us today. He goes by the username Smurf Uses Knives. Good friend of mine on TikTok. I'll let him introduce himself a little bit. So we'll start the episode.
They call me Smurf Uses Knives, but you can call me Justin. I'm just here for some support, and I do like a self-care show on TikTok as well. Just for people that need, you know, someone to talk to, someone to basically go to that when they're feeling unheard, and have a safe place to just vent or just even have some a social interaction.
Yeah, so I didn't do a whole lot of research with the self-care, but I do know personally, like, within the last, I want to say 3 weeks, I've struggled with even trying to give myself self-care, and I felt it between working, coming home. I was mentally exhausted as well as physically exhausted. I was shutting the world out. I didn't want to interact with people. I was falling out of place with my daily routine. It's important. It's really important to try to give yourself some self-care. Whether it just be, you know, taking a nap, taking a nice hot shower, a bath. What other self-care ideas would you have?
Eating habits, big time.
Oh yeah, that was my downfall. I wasn't eating.
Like I was. I got a wife that like keeps me in order, make sure I get all my veggies, you know.
Yeah.
You know, special meat, food groups, all that. Sorry, I was just sharing it out a little bit, trying to get a little bit more audience here.
Okay.
Yes, and just appreciating, you know, yourself once in a while. Like it's not a big deal. To go out once in a while, treat yourself to a coffee, sit down with a friend, you know, get that social interaction that you want. Like, don't feel guilty about, you know, even if you can't really afford it, you know, go out and treat yourself a little bit, because when you're happy, things seem to flow a lot better.
Yeah, and it sucks because I learned during that time of negligence with my own self-care, I started losing. It seemed like I was losing friends. People thought I was just straight up trying to avoid them. But it's important to try to relay communication with people. And strong communication is also good for self-care, because then it allows those around you to understand and see, like, okay, he's not avoiding us, you know. He's not upset with us. He's not angry with us. He's going through some stuff. He's lacking that self-care he needs. He's lacking that sleep he needs. Yeah, and I was tired. I was tired. I'm pretty sure I slept like 40 hours in 3 days. Like, I was just so tired. Like,
I'm married to him, but I'm like, you're sleeping in your truck while it was broke down, waiting. Man, I just feel bad for me because you can just hear it. You're just so tired. What's up, Zodiac Mama?
Yeah, I mean,
you have to spend the time like on yourself as well. Like, as much as, you know, going out of your way to help others is great and it makes for like great character, great heart. If you forget about yourself, you won't be able to give those things out to other people, because you'll whittle away yourself, or you'll harden yourself and become a hermit, or just, like you said, like, you do need to take time for yourself. It is a mandatory thing. Like, that's, if you do not take time for yourself or take care of yourself, like, and you're not at your best, how are you going to give the best version of yourself to people that care?
Right. And I strongly believe that, you know, lack of self-care contributes highly into your an altered mental state. So like you're not yourself. Like I struggle with mental depression regularly. And when I get into that altered mental state of negligence of self-care, it becomes 100 times worse for me. Because then it's just like, I have nothing I'm working towards, it feels like. It just feels like I'm just in a rut and I'm just doing the same thing on rewind. Like, every day is the same day. I'm just getting up. I'm just going and coming, going and coming. And it just depletes my morale that I have.
No, it does. It really does. It truly does. I have so many times where you just get up and you just, your morale is down so low. You don't even want to be around people. Like,
yeah.
You're so tired. And for me, having insomnia and Crohn's and stuff like that, like, it's a battle just with myself every day that people don't see. You know, so if I'm giving my best and I deal with that on a daily basis, like, people should be. To definitely understand.
I struggle. I find it
some days I just,
I find it a chore to take showers some days because I struggle really, really bad mentally. I recently was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. So I got a whole handful during the day.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of personalities with that one.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, with the negligence of self-care, there were a lot of things I was doing. I was not sleeping. I was not eating. At one point, I forgot to shower for a week. I was so tired. Like, and those are like three of the basic things you can do to provide self-care for yourself. But I was failing to provide that to myself. And in terms of just, it added to that mental distress I was in. So I don't know. It's
no, 100% does.
Yeah, I mean, now I seem to be doing better. So, yeah.
But like, I found my biggest changes was like the eating. Definitely, like, had to be careful what I was putting in my body. And then, the sugar is so bad. And then the exercise, like actually exercising, not just. I walk down the street a little bit, I'm good. Like, no, get out and do some activities, like move some stuff around, exercise, stretch a little bit, like experience the world, you know, a little bit. Each day, like it's not much. How many days do we spend hours on this phone, on this TikTok, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, I have a natural forest literally 3-4 blocks away from me. Like,
I mean, and I feel like self-care could come in any form, really. Like you were saying, like treating yourself to a cup of coffee, like do something for yourself. It's definitely not wrong if you want to do something for yourself if it makes you happy. Like no matter what anyone says.
Yeah, the happier you are, the more you can give back to others. Because if you're not truly happy with yourself and you're not the best version of yourself, you're not able to give the best version of yourself to others. So you're robbing them of like, a true beauty, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, you can only go so long with just, what's the phrase? Faking it till you make it.
Yeah.
Like, it's the one thing I've done, and once I start getting into that negligence of self-care, that fake it till you make it just isn't there anymore. It's just, like I said, I'm just coasting through, dogging it every day, not in the right state of mind. My bosses have seen it, and they're just like, hey, you good? And I'm like, I'm just tired.
I'm really tired, man. Well, that's what happens when you get older. You just don't have the go that you did before. The drive that you did before. Plus, things don't make sense to you like they did before. Before, it's like, man, I want a nice car. I want this. Now, I just, like, I want to go home early. Yeah. I want to spend time with my family. And I want to, you know, take a load off, maybe play a video game or watch a movie or just, you know, spend some time privately.
I mean, a lot of those things are good self-care tips and everything. Like, for me, it was always, you know, if I could take a day off, if I could afford to take a day off, I would take a day off. Like, that's just plain simple for me. Like, hey, I got a couple of sick days. All right, let me take a sick day. Let me take a personal day. Let me take a day. I need a day off. I need to just do something for myself, whether it just be stay in bed all day sleeping or getting up, cleaning a little bit, or cooking a decent meal for myself. Like, let me take that day for myself.
No, it doesn't happen often.
No, and it really is important.
We do call our guys like us that are working every single day, 90 hours a week. You know, sometimes people have to understand that we're not going to be there for everything. You know,
right? And in my
don't expect somebody like us to be there for everything, because we're already spending more time at work than we are with our own loved ones.
Right.
It starts thin, so people have to understand and be acceptant of that. Sure.
Right, and I've told people, like, my day starts at 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, I don't start working at 3, but I need to be up at 3 to be out the door by 4 to be at work by 5:30, 6 o'clock, because it takes me an hour and a half to get to work, and then by the time I get home, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So at that point, I've already been up 15 hours. So by the time I get to bed, it's been another anywhere between 3 to 5 hours. So I've been up 18 to 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
And in my last relationship, like, I always try to explain to my ex-wife, like, the importance of why I just need time to myself. And it always caused friction. Like, it's important to make sure you have that spouse, have that significant other that will be there and support you and make sure you are getting that self-care. Even if you're not trying to do it for yourself, at least have someone that will be there to help you make sure you prioritize yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I know my wife has kept me alive for all these years, and I've had a lot of medical problems. So the fact that I'm still alive here today, that's not all because of me. That's because of the girl here. Yeah. Make sure I get all my veggies.
But yeah, like,
make sure I could, you know, take medication when I need it. I have, like, you know, an old man pill bottle. You know, it is what it is. I'm getting older. I got more grays down here than it is.
I mean, it's definitely important. I feel like having that support system, and if you can't remember to, what was it? It was an episode of SpongeBob where Patrick had to be reminded to breathe. If we take that into everyday life and we forget to breathe, we die.
Yeah.
But if you have that right support that's there to help you remember to breathe, that's all it takes.
No, that's true. And, like, a big part of my change, too, like, you can even look on an old, like, a photo from 2 years ago. I look younger now. And, like, you can look at a photo from 10 years ago, and I look, like, about the same age as I do now, but, like, just a little heavier. And it's unreal, like, difference. And that's a lot to do with, like, spirituality change, too. And just, like, trying to find myself, be happy with myself, be, you know, forgive myself, another thing, you know, all past mistakes, stuff like that. I had to learn to let go. Thank you, Skyla, so much for that. And the Harmony, the Daily Art, and the Rose, appreciate you. But you have to, that's why I'm big on self-worth and, like, teaching people that just because you see somebody, appreciate that. Just because you see something, and you dream for it to have it in yourself. Like, don't just dream. Like, walk in that. Like, walk in that desired timeline that you want to live. change your life. Oh, thank you for the cowboy hat. Yeehaw! But you walk in that desired timeline and just keep walking in it. And it's like the last 6 months of my life have been completely crazy. It's flipped my world upside down. It's made me feel younger. It's made me be ambitious. It made me have drive to follow things that I actually want in my life, not just, oh, thanks for the daily heart, everybody. I appreciate everybody popping in. But it's been amazing. But that comes with, like, the spirituality change, eating healthy, exercising, you know, being grateful is another thing. And just be grateful for everything you have. Because there's somebody else out there that doesn't have that. And that's what people, like, they don't see. It's like, you know, I lost my job. Everybody, I appreciate you. But, like, it's a good thing just to be grateful. It's a good thing to, you know, and surround yourself with people that bring you up. It's a lot easier to, like, if you're standing on a chair and somebody else is standing on the chair with you, it's a lot easier to push that person down than it is to actually pick them up off the floor and pick them up onto that chair with
you.
But if they're willing to do that for you, and surround yourself with those types of people, because those types of people are willing to, you know, go the mile with you. Not just see you at your low and try to, you know, cheer you up, but like when you're at your peak, you know, they're still supportive. You want people that will support you when you're in your lows and when you're in your highs. Like, yeah. Get rid of the people in your life. Like, I know it's sad to say, but get rid of the people in your life. They're envious of you when you are in a successful period of your life. Because those people want nothing but greed and selfishness. And, like, you want people that are going to be supportive so that, you know, when you're in your prime, you know, you can help bring them up to their prime, too.
It was like this quote I saw earlier today. It said, just because your piece is broken doesn't mean you need to break my piece.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And, you know, sometimes you have to make a hard change. Like, and sometimes, like, while you're making changes in your life, stuff will start changing around you that you won't quite understand. Yes. And just go with it, though. Just go with it. Because in the end of the day, if you're not meant to be somewhere, I truly believe the universe will not allow you to be there. It will do everything in its force to drag you away from it. But it will put you in something 10 times better. Right. It's just like the wife, you know, she's working for me, she likes it, she, you know, it's not a very high-paying job, but, you know, she likes it, she gets to work with her husband, and it's a good job, and she loses the job, just due to a down economy, my upper person let her go, and, you know, she's feeling horrible. She turns around 2 weeks later, starts a marketing company, it takes off, she's made more money in the last month and a half than she will in a whole year working for me. Like, there's reasons why this stuff happens. You just got to be happy. You got to be grateful. You got to try to live in the moment best you can. And people around you have to understand, like, if you're, you know, putting in 90 hours a week, not able to do some lives, not able to jump into some battles, stuff like that, you got to understand that, like you're in your moment, too. What's happening in your life.
Right. And that's just you taking... That's just you taking your own self-care. Like, if you're stepping away from social media, like, maybe you need that for your own mental health.
Exactly. Invest in yourself so that you can do it to others, and it attracts others to want that for themselves. And you know what it is? It's not a religion thing. It's not anything like that. It's literally showing people that they want the best for themselves how to get it.
Like, I actually read, they did a study with a group of people. I forget what the actual study was, where the study was conducted, but they did the study, and I believe it was like 2 weeks. They took 2 weeks, and no one went on social media, and they said that their mental health actually increased extravagantly due to a lack of being on social media. And for me, like, you know, being able to take that and do some health self-care is not being on social media. Like, it's not interacting. I'm not trying to push people out, but, you know, I'll still talk and enjoy company with everyone, but my mental health will always come above and beyond what's happening on social media. So if I need time off social media because my mental health isn't there and my self-care isn't there, then that's what I'm going to do.
That's awesome, dude. That is awesome. And people need to respect that as well. Yeah. And you know what? There is going to be some people, and they're going to say some hurtful things. And people need to understand that, you know, I'm not saying ditch everybody, because people will say hurtful things even if they're there for you or not, because they will feel, they feel just like you feel, but they feel differently and unique to their own.
Right.
Right? So we too have to understand that. And we got to let that roll off the shoulders sometimes. And we got to just say, you know, take your break, take what you need, and just say, you know, sorry, I haven't been around.
Yeah.
You know, I've been struggling with a lot of work over my head, or, you know, family things, whatnot. And, I've got a little time this Thursday. I can hang out for a bit if you guys want to do something. But, you know, we have to communicate. Communication is very, very much key. Talking about people, stuff like that, it doesn't help anything. So communicating, you know, you gotta communicate with yourself. Like, you gotta know when enough is enough. You gotta know when you work too much. You gotta know when you spend too much time, you know. Yeah, exactly, Jonathan. The guy in here saying, I had to take a mental break myself. It's okay. Yes, 100%. It is okay. You know, you need to take some time off. I had to take some time off recently for 2 weeks. I had two passings in the family. One was an uncle that we took him off the streets and had him living with us for 2 years. And he had a stroke, and then I had a heart attack. And, like, what do you do? Like, you just gave your effort for this guy, and he was doing so well, and it just happens. And you got to take some time off for stuff like that. And, like, I was so discouraged because I dropped down from B3 leagues down to C5. And, like, I was discouraged about it. And, like, a couple days in, a bunch of people that, you know, were supporting me in during the last, you know, they jumped in and, like, hey, you're back, blah, blah, and they just brought my spirits right back up. Like, so, like, you'll know when somebody's taking advantage of you. You'll know when somebody's, you know, they're saying things because they miss you, or, you know, they just haven't been around. Sometimes we take it a little to heart. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna end the podcast, but we can keep talking about this.
Yeah, but you'll know when somebody, you know, you need to. You can almost tell, you know, if they stop coming around, you know, they don't say anything or whatever, you know, that might just be a hurt person. Yeah. Or if they're just sitting there trash talking you, well, maybe that person wasn't meant to be to begin with, right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe they seen a blind side in you and just kind of hid behind it. And you know what? That happens too. And we can't beat ourselves up for that as well. Because you know what? It's in my life, 90% of the people I've ran into have hit a blind spot. Because I'm like yourself. I'm the type of guy that wears my heart on my sleeve. You know, I help when I can. I help when I probably can't even. you just give and go, oh, shoot, I forgot about that bill. You know, and then you're over at the neighbor's yard mowing their lawn going, man, bam, boom, bill, you know. it happens. It's the heart that we have.
All right. Good night, buddy. Thanks for coming. We're going to end the episode right now. We're going to try to do another episode probably next week. We're going to talk about communication and relationships. So join us next week on Why Is This Happening?